You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. My God and my salvation. My God and my salvation. Worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My God and my salvation. My God and my salvation. You are worthy. Oh, we bless you from the depth of our hearts this morning. We give you praise. Everything within us, bless your holy name. Shakila bahati kate baladabasha. Oh, belekila bakambre mekila dabash te belekila. Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Jesus. Shada bakambre liya kush te belekati. Sidemekende ma shalaba katya. Awabakwande kati kish te belekia. Zaka bahatika venemanti kunde bakwa kiata zelemaha kwa hade kahati elaha kwa hande ne manti kaste venemon velaka seheganda bwa. Before your throne, the 20 and 4 elders cast their crowns. You are the one before whom the whole family, the heaven and earth is joined. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Jala kambre mekila la makate ke zahaka benamante keste zikele brembe kila brabaka zeleba kande brembe kila zahakete keto zelemba kim rombuku belish zele mana 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 kate brembe kila la bakash zele makande ne moti kende ne mana man. Oh shit, te. Zeleman dalama khub de balama khash Shele makha tele baba kubre mekila na bakha shele bobo kubu Emi bima sheo Emi ha wa woli Ei kukula bana wao Emi bima she Aye, I say, oh, Emi, I want me. Ey, kuku, like, barawa. Emi, me, my say. Shele baha, telaka, tige, premekila, dishta. Zeke, late, bereko, shele, promokula. Zeke, tiga, bababakash. Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are God. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and begin to bless. Mezenyi daga so iata, abundaya figo dia, chinesen ba, abundaya figo dia, chinesen ba, mezenyi daga so iata. Mezenyi daga so iata, abundaya figo dia, chinesemba. Abundaya figo dia, chinesemba. La la la, 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 la la. La 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 da gaso iata, abundaya figo dia, chinesemba. Abundaya figo dia, chinesemba. La la la, 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 la la. La 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 la. Sujada Nanabaka Rayua Rayua Tanaba. La 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 la. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Zeliakash tevekredish tevalakabus ekelabakante lebereketikash. Oh, we bless you from the depth of our hearts. Thank you, ancient of days. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so yesterday, I told you that I'm going to show you how to walk in the light of breaking the limit, having broken limit
Alright, it is experience we know that there's a revelation that must come to walk in that light. Why? That you have broken limitations does not mean that you are still not within confinement. So I was sharing yesterday, because of time, I'll just paraphrase quickly, about the case of Moses, Pharaoh, and the Israelites. Alright? And Moses began to make accusations towards Pharaoh. And don't forget that Moses had unrest about their captivity before God even called him. Do you get what I'm saying? You see, what I'm trusting God for is that we'll be the generation that will break the box. Do you get what I'm saying? In the sense that the areas of your major strength will be the areas that you'll have unrest about. Well, sometimes, it is possible to have grown up in an environment where your voice was not, you were not given the impression that your voice matters. Such that when the agitations that are 100% spiritual begins to come up, you will begin to shut them down, thinking that they are just your flesh. May I tell you this, that when you are operating out of the box, one of the major accusations you will receive is that you are proud. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. Every child of God must refuse to stay in confinement. By confinement, I mean the things that has limited, restricted, and stopped others. Such that you begin to nurse agitations, unrest about them. Alright, sometimes you just get up and you just say, hold on a minute, I am seeing something here. That is when it will occur to you that we may look all the time but see only a few times when God allows us to see. Say, hold on a minute, I am seeing something here. This is my elder brother. This pattern. Hey, this is my younger brother. Hey, Jesus. This is our uncle. And then the Lord now begins to highlight. Alright? So, you will now develop unrest. What do you do with that unrest? You carry it to the place of prayer. The only person that I've seen that our story seems to look similar in terms of prayer about things like this that I have seen is Reverend Dr. Umar Okpai. And I did not even know he took it that serious. I know he's a man of prayer. Until recently when I heard his message. And he was talking about a time that he fasted and he almost died. And his wife said, don't kill yourself. And he said, it is better I die than for me to live a frustrated life. I remember the day I was on the hospital bed. And after abdominal scan, they said my intestine was perforated. And my mother was crying. And she kept saying a statement that even Adeboye did not do up to this. I said, me and Adeboye were not born in the same family. Alright, she was crying. She said, Adeboye did not do up to this. What is the meaning of this nonsense now? What is the meaning of this? Is it this Jesus dies? Amen. I'm not saying you should go and kill yourself. Alright? Because sometimes you will think a man is a madman until you know where he's coming from. Sometimes it is better to do the desperate thing than to go back to those norms. Do you get what I'm saying? Agitations will convey you to the place of prayer. And you must not stop praying till those things start becoming substantial. May I tell you this, that freedom is not a green light to stop prayer. It is not. You don't stop praying when you have received the promises. You stop praying, okay, sorry. you know you begin to have a rest when the promises are converted to realities. You get what I'm saying?
In Holo, the enemy is still lurking behind. Stop praying another barricade is placed in front of you. That is the truth. There is no point in our Christian journey when we can now say we have gotten there. There is no point. There is no point. Alright? And the enemy begins to fight you tooth and nail, raise everything possible in his arsenal to make sure you don't go. I mean, Pharaoh made sure the Israelites were not with all the plagues until God said to Moses, I will now give Pharaoh this final punch. I don't know if you have seen that in your Bible. That was what God said. God had to turn to a boxer for Pharaoh to let them go. He says, I'm now going to give Pharaoh this final punch. Now, follow me. As you begin to pray, one of the things the Holy Ghost will begin to do in your heart is that it will begin to inspire you to go the directions others have refused. Note, not the directions others did not go, the direction they refused. That is, at some point it was presented before all. But for one reason or the other, the enemy tried to choke it up. Meaning that what choked up their movement in that direction will come facing you. Yes. As I began to pray, one of the things I discovered about where I was coming from was that my own father refused to go full time when God said go full time. Everything he has worked for in millions crashed. And when I say in millions, I'm talking about in multiple of millions. I grew up knowing what money looks like. Bring money in the house in Ghana Mosque. I saw all those things. I saw a man who could buy anything he wanted to buy. So when God told me after NYC, follow me fully, brothers and sisters, I do not need a prophet to say, think about it. No. I have seen what saying no to God can do. I have seen what? What saying no to God can do. There is a force we are going to pray against this morning, and I'm going to share a story so you know how to pray against that force. It's a very funny story, but it's true. And I heard it from the man himself. There's a notable prophet in Nigeria. I won't call his name. When years ago, when he was to get married, there was a girl in their area that he liked. As at that point, he was wearing maybe two trousers and maybe three shirts. And the mother of the girl came to the house of that prophet and even slapped him. Said, you're an idiot. Look, do you know who we are in this area? Because they named the street after their parents. They were the first to get there. That's how we do in Nigeria. Entitlement mentality. Say, do you know who we had this? If I see you after my daughter again. So after much pressure, the man of God decided to just let go. Alright? About 2 years after that event, he got married, moved on with his life. Then that same girl got pregnant. And she got pregnant for the Hausa man that used to push beans to come and sell for the mother. What a journey. Sometimes, you are face to face with what is inclined with your destiny, but there's a force from home. They said no in their time and they'll make you say no. Yes. Sometimes this applies solidly more in the area of marriage. Do you get what I'm saying? And they look at you and say, look at you and look at this person and then look at your life. This, and then they push you till you enter one chance. Do you get what I'm saying? And then one chance and then they will say, but we pray. But you are the one that will have to put it at the end of the day. Do you get what I'm saying? There is a wisdom that excels
When wisdom, listen to me. When the cup of wisdom is full, it comes with boldness. Yes. There is no wise man that is afraid of battle. No wise man. Such that you are more than ready to fight, as the case may be. Do you get what I'm saying now? So there are forces of instructions, forces of counsels. Some people have gotten it right and they are fanning it to flame within you, the injuries they got while they were missing it. And if those things are not dealt with by the Holy Ghost, you'll come back to the same point. Are you following what I'm saying? Many of you, you really have to do more than praying. You must be able to go back home and say no to certain things. And say no. 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 You are going to church. This is your going to church is too much. No. I'm going to serve this God. You are doing this, it's becoming no. Sometimes some people love you too much to let you succeed. And those grip may put you down. Do you get what I'm saying? You are going to break free from the forces of dark and wicked wisdom that wants to, you know, sink you within that same limit. You see, listen, as you begin to pray these prayers, the Holy Ghost will begin to inspire you with boldness to go the directions they have once said no to. Do you get what I'm saying? You will decree and declare right now. Lord, I receive wisdom that says no to negative instructions. That my life may go the direction that God has called. I am bold to take on God's direction for my life. Shekele mati grada bakate. Shele makende brebika tikast. Zekila atekela bramba kila bikast. Shekele bramba kate brembe kila tabakast. Shele bakam belikati krati bakast. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now let me say this to you. There's no height that God cannot take you to. Say there's no height. Say it loud and clear. Say one powerful time. That God cannot take me to. There's no height. Let no man tell you that in our family, no people don't do this. No people don't become this. There's no height. There's no height. The reason why you are the one with that agitations in your heart is because the oil to breakthrough is on you. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't matter the level of breakthrough you have seen in others. By the time God breaks through in your life, it will, those ones will be dwarfed. I'm not saying they will become smaller. I'm saying God will make you skyrocket. You know, the stones that the builders reject is what becomes the chief cornerstone. Do you get what I'm saying? See, there are wisdoms that are prevalent in different families that are the reason why people don't arise. Yes. It sponsors the mindset that gravitates everyone towards the same direction. You notice they are all thinking the same way. They are all acting the same way. And their results are similar. Yes. There are wisdoms resident in the house. With thought process. So what God is doing is that he will have to bring a Moses away and bring him to Egypt to learn a wisdom. So he can now in turn know how to bring. Because if you don't know the wisdom of your captors, you can't be free from captivity. You will now have to bring others. Even those that there, what's he called now? Moses wanted to set free. They were still against him. Freedom is difficult. It's not as easy as you think. Let me say this to you. Bondage is the comfort zone of the one who is in bondage. Yes. When a man stays long in bondage, that bondage becomes his comfort zone. You get what I'm saying now? So you notice that you are seeing people all around you who are now content with being in bondage. So when God begins to give you a different kind of direction, it will come with a fight. It will come with a fight. It will come with a fight. And you must be willing, more than willing, to fight through. It's a fight for your destiny. It's a fight for your destiny. Let no man tell you, you are not able to. Each time people tell you, you are not capable, they are not speaking to you, they are speaking to your might. They are speaking to your spirit. It is going to dwarf the energy of God that is at work in you. Are you following what I'm saying? You are going to put your right hand on your head. I receive the wisdom of men who broke through. I walk in it. I walk in that wisdom. The wisdom of men who fought through. Shekele Mokatika. Shele mana 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 mana. Shekele Mokuta. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Don't tie yourself down psychologically. See, let me say this to you. You don't understand what we are praying about. You come to a point, you have dwelt in an atmosphere well enough that you have concluded that you are not capable of certain things. You just concluded that this is not for me. Something is presented before you, but you have given up. All right? Have you noticed the reason why when they sentence people to life imprisonment and at some point they release them when they are old, when they come out, they die after a few months? Yes. Why? Because the prison is the only place where they have definition. They coming outside, freedom is now a new prison for them. Are you following what I'm saying? People stay too long. You notice the way everybody is thinking, their thought process. Now you are fighting for your destiny. Exposure is a fight. You are fighting for your life. You notice their thought process. Everybody thinks small. They can't think beyond that vicinity. They can't see beyond the scope of what is available. You are seen beyond everyone. And each time you try to do something different, you are insulted. They give you the impression. Look at what the brother of Joseph said to him. They say you are arrogant. They say you are arrogant. You think this and this. So you get that impression. When David had agitations towards Goliath, was going to fight him, his brother said, we have known all this while that you are an arrogant and impudent boy. He had to run from family to be able to defeat Goliath. Because there are certain things that if you keep hearing them, they will put you down. It doesn't matter how strong you are. You keep hearing those, they will put you down. You want to do something, they say, even when Oshele, that is someone like you to want to do this. Is it for someone like you? And you have been coming from an environment where you are inspired. You are seen beyond that village. You are seeing mighty things. And as they begin to say those things, you feel worthless. And it's like they pour water on your fire. And you are saying, how can I do this? You get what I'm saying now? So when you are praying for that light, that courage, that boldness, like I said, it is a battle. Yes. At such days, it will look like you hate your father and mother. But it is expedient you let that happen so you can come back and bring everyone else out. Are you following what I'm saying now? The courage to fight through for the illumination that God is placing in your heart. Many of you, the oil is on you already. The only issue is that you are not courageous. The only issue is that you are not bold. You are on fire until they speak. And everything dies down. Sometimes nobody even has to speak. You only have to hear of one wrong thing happening again in the house. And you are down. You are going to ask for courage to walk in the light of men who broke through. Courage. Courage. My eyes are flown with light. I have courage to do what no one is doing. I have courage to pursue what they are not pursuing. In the name of Jesus. 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 Sekende makita. Slemekila. Blete blete blababakash. Courage. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me tell you what is happening. Sometimes you notice some things are obvious to you, but not obvious to others. They are not just obvious to you. God opened your eyes to see them. Do you get what I'm saying? You just know. At a certain age, I should do this. One of the mark that you will never find in men carrying the firstborn oil is contentment. That they are okay with being in the norm, okay with doing the normal, you will never find. It is an anointing that when you carry, it comes with a lot of unrest. Yes. In fact, sometimes you will think something is wrong with you. Because everyone else is okay except you. Everyone else is satisfied with what is happening except, and you keep asking, why sit we here till we die? That was the language of the lepers. He said, hold on a minute. Last year they prophesied it's going to be great. Nothing changed. 2019, nothing changed. This year, I'm not just going to sit with prophecy. I will fulfill prophecies. And then the fellow began to have nudge to do. Don't forget this word. To do what others have refused to do. You know the good thing about breaking through is that God is so benevolent that the grace that is resident on that lineage that no one had entered, the one who break through carries it. Yes. Yes. Carries it. God shrinks it for him and then load only him and say, be the distributor over the rest. Yes. That is what happened. So when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, were like them that dream. Do you get what I'm saying? If you get the same result with your parents, you have failed. If you end up getting the same result, the glory of the latter house ought to be greater than the former. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you end up getting the same result with them, you have what? You have failed. You are asking for an anointing that makes men bold. See, when the anointing is an highlighter, it things becomes apparent. You know where how to position yourself. When the anointing, it highlights things. It anoints your eyes. It anoints your perception. You start perceiving correctly. Lord, I break out of the norm. I have courage to pursue what I've inspired in my heart. I am not limited by the limitations of others. I am not limited by the limitations of others. Shekela da bakam brebekitati. Zekele bakam de kromokulati. Zele makash. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now hear me. One of the things anyone that wants to go far must prioritize is the voice of God. What do I call it? The voice of God. Let me share a very sad story with you. Years ago, we were in the house. So we had the family of my father's mentee, one of his mentees, Kim. Himself, his wife, and their three children. So his younger brother, a distant younger brother, was getting married that weekend. So they were traveling home, the entire family. When they came, the first child, the first daughter, because the last child was a baby. So the first child, she was about age 4, went to meet my dad, my presence. And she was holding his leg. Said, I don't want to travel. They said the girl has refused to eat for 3 days. That girl was crying. They said, we are not traveling. Tell my daddy, we are not traveling. Tell my daddy, we are not traveling. The girl held. This girl was crying like somebody died. This small girl. My father called him and said, he doesn't know what is happening here, but he perceives that this instruction should be obeyed. The man said, we have to travel. We have to go and see Yagba. That's their grandma. And then the wedding. This. That girl was kind. Till they left, the girl did not eat the food they served everybody. She went to sit down on the floor and she was soaked in tears. They traveled. And then we received the call. They were driving. In between Jeba and Ilori, the car ran under a trailer. Unfortunately, that small girl died. The wife died. The second child died. The baby in their hands died. The driver died. They were moving their bodies to the mortuary. In fact, they had placed them in the mortuary when the mortuary attendant saw that he moved his fingers. He alone survived. But that girl died. Guess what? They still took their bodies home and they buried them the night before the wedding, and they still did the wedding. There are instructions that are not jokes. They will only come once in a lifetime. You miss it, you miss everything. Do you get what I'm saying here? I want you to pray that God will help you to prioritize His voice. Prioritize His instructions. To prioritize His voice. Pray this prayer like your life depends on it. It is evident the grace of God is on you to break through. The enemy is going to come try to fight you with everything he can. He has. Tell God to help you put priority on His instruction. Shh.
I prioritize your voice, Lord. Shekem de mokula baatia. Shaka baba baba baba. Shele bakrande brombo kuverdish. Kuverle matish. Prioritize your instruction. I prioritize your instruction. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, whenever I remember that story, my heart sinks. I cannot forget the tears on that young girl's face. Only God knows what that girl could have gone to become. The wife died. All the children died. And those celebrating the wedding still went on with the wedding. The Yagba, the one to go and see, still alive. And somebody's entire family perished. Let me say this to you. There are days that a man just suddenly feels like doing something. That inspiration is coming from the spirit of death. I will share one personal experience. I can't forget. In the year 2012, I was at home. For reasons I can't explain, I just felt like going to campus to withdraw. So if you know, if I was staying in Moro, so from Moro to campus, I have to pass the expressway. I was not in need of money, but there was a sudden push, just go out. So we left. I called one of the brother that was in charge of the mission bike. We have a mission bike in church then. So he said, come and drive me to Ife. So we quit. As we got to RCC Junction, all right, remain small, more than a microsecond for a trailer to crush us. I said, God, what is this? We fell into the bush. As we got up, picked the bikes, everything together, still on the expressway, the bike just hooked, fell, and my leg was trapped inside, and it was raining. Vehicles don't wait. If any car was coming, nobody will know anybody was there. And it was dark. I said, Lord, what is this? We were coming back. We got to the other side of the expressway. The same thing happened again. We don't know of many people that survive. You will never obey wrong agitations. Yeah. That people who are already showing signs of promises, all of a sudden, they just felt like doing something and they never made it. I'm telling you. They never. The enemy calculated them well. You will survive by keep following his instructions. Because the devil is not happy about your freedom. He's not happy. If you break through in one area, he wants to trap you in the other. And I'm praying for you in the name that is above all names. You will break through completely. What no one could become, you will become. The height no one could climb, you will climb. Amen. You will not obey wrong impulses. Amen. God who keeps men will keep you. Amen. You will not follow demonic agitations. Amen. What others could not survive, you will survive. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Men and brethren, are you following what I'm saying this morning? There are times, I told you yesterday, that there are times that the limiting factor in a lineage is a sin. A sin. A sinful act. A sinful act. Men are known in this place to be drunkards. Men are known in this place to be smokers. Ladies are known in this place to be people who got pregnant before marriage. The moment you see what limited others, that should be your greatest enemy. If you don't make that thing your greatest enemy, you are in trouble. Let me say this to you. Acts and addictions can be broken. Keep confessing daily, I hate this thing. I hate you. I am not a part of you. Because there's going to be, you know, like somebody can do sponsored posts on social media. There's going to be sponsored emotions in the direction of what made others fail. It's going to be heightened. But God, who is the God of mercy, will in his mercy separate you.
Amen.
You will decree and declare, every negative desires that have kept men down around me, I am not a part of it. Decree and declare, I reject evil desires. I reject them. I reject them. Shekele de Gede mukum bromo kulatia. Jesus. You have 2 more minutes for that prayer. You have 2 more minutes. Shele makal de makala ba 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 ba. Rebeke la takash.
Oba to nile walahi le mi koja Oba to nile walahi le mi koja lai le mi koja kaye mi ko le roju lai le mi koja kaye mi Call me tomorrow. Oba to ni le ho. Walahi le mi koja. Oba to ni le ho. Walahi le mi koja. Oba to ni le ho. Walahi let me go down. Lai let me go down. Kaye mi ko le roju. Lai let me go down. Kaye mi ko mi tumo. Oba to ni le o. Walahi let me go down.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. One of the things exposure does is that it gives you courage. By the grace of God, from tomorrow we'll begin to pray about the firstborn anointing proper. And the one who will break through is the one who is courageous to do what others are afraid of doing.
Everybody has been afraid of certain things. But God is putting courage. What was it about Goliath? Goliath was speaking to the Israelites with enchantment. Scripture says that he was cursing them in the name of his gods. And as he was cursing them, fear was enveloped over the whole nation. You don't need anybody else to tell you that Nigeria is under a siege of men who are using enchantment. You will see cases that will start with so much agitation, die down like it is nothing. I told those around me last year, before the president's speech, I said to them, there are people who are sitting on skins of animal who will not see the sun, repeating the same thing. The power of repetition. That somebody will speak over a whole nation and the spell will even cover the anointed. It was like a dream. I was shocked to see social media influencers. That's why you know that this is not about noise. And everybody starts saying, where are those who are saying now it's time for New Nigeria? Where? A speech that didn't make any sense. Not even my child in primary one will give such speech. And the whole nation, it is beyond that. Alright? And that's why scripture says in Numbers 23 verse 23, that surely there is no divination against Israel. Neither is there any what? Enchantment against. What this thing does is that it makes men cold. Cold. And it's on the tongue. Have you seen you having powerful dreams and imagination? And people will speak to you and then suddenly you become cold. You just mistakenly said before your parents that you want to build your house before age 30. And they say, even us, we didn't do it until we're 60. And suddenly the only thing that starts occurring to you is how impossible it is. But it doesn't matter how hard the enemy tries, you will break through. Amen. The Holy Ghost needs to allow you get exposed so courage can come. Others have been trapped in fear. Fear of the unknown. Sometimes they don't even know they are afraid. They can't make certain. It now looks like certain things were not for this family. Do you get what I'm saying? Everybody else, they may be doing fine, but like certain levels, oh, not for this family. You even have to hide the fact that you have a car. You see, no, when you are going to the village, wear something that is not so neat. Fear. Fear. You are the siege, the grip, the power of fear over your destiny is broken. Amen. You will not be afraid. Amen. You will not be afraid of doing great things. Amen. You will not be afraid to do what others couldn't do. Amen. You will not be afraid of becoming what they couldn't become. The siege of fear over your destiny is broken. Amen. You have courage to enter into your inheritance. Amen. You have courage to enter into all that God has given you. Amen. You will see results. Amen. You are not in trouble. Amen. You are not afraid. Amen. The siege of fear is destroyed. Sometimes you notice, and I know at some point all of us must have noticed that you come to that point, you say, fear has cheated me enough. I had this opportunity, but I will not maximize it because of fear. And those who don't have the same capacity with me will maximize those same opportunities and they will get a result.
I mean, somebody will get to a job and they will ask, how much do you want to be paid? And fear will let the fellow say, please just pay me 30,000, pay me 20, pay me this. And somebody who doesn't have your level of qualification comes and says, I need 250,000 because of what I have to offer. And they will say, we are sorry, we'll call you later. For this fellow to think like this, despite all the qualifications, it might be that this fellow did not work for this result. So let's call this fellow. This one seems to be more sure. Do you know it takes courage to relate with greatness? That when you are standing before, let me share with you a very painful story that happened to my family. In the year 2007, General Sonny Abacha's son called my father. And he said he wants to start a club. And then he wants my father to supply all the musical equipment, because we sell musical equipment and all this. We supply all the musical equipment. I want to do factory fitted equipment and all those things. The man looked at the space that he wants to use for what he wants to do. The space is not that big. It's not like something that serious. So he charged him. I think all the money he charged was 6 million naira. When he took the quotation to him, you know what the young man said? He said, from today, I don't want to ever see you in my presence again. Who do you think I am? You think I'm a poor man? You think this? My dad said he was shocked and confused. Somebody else that my father trained went to give him another quotation of 250 something million naira, and he paid cash. Do you get what I'm saying? He didn't price it. He said, you are the one that has what I want. Why will he not give that kind of? He says that he wants his heart to be clear before God. Somebody said he has money to waste. Whenever I remember this story, I always tell myself, I will not make small bargains. He didn't pay that guy twice. After the guy finished that job, he relocated all his family members away from this country. Hey! Away! He didn't, listen to me, he didn't pick anything out of his house. He moved them. Sometimes you are not as righteous as you think you are. It's fear. It's fear. I look back and say, why couldn't you have called this 500 million naira? These guys have money. And somebody is saying that even if they are poor, they will never be as poor as Dangote. Abacha ate Nigeria. It's like they use all of us to do ritual. So God opened door for you to collect our own. 6 million. Six. When he was telling me, I was thinking, my daddy would have been gay here. That would bite you. That guy went with suit, with tie. When the guy didn't have, he borrowed a car. When packaged. Get some funny quotations and still used what was not as what my father would have used. When they were done installing those things, so this guy is not saying come and collect balance later. He gave him right there. You know, it's not like he gave in Ghana must go. Somebody just came and then do the transfer and then. No thinking twice. He didn't price it. He didn't price it. That's how our contract with Abacha family died till today because of fear. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Fear will not steal your inheritance. I say fear will not steal your inheritance. When God does present you the opportunity to stand before kings, don't ask for small things. Don't ask for small things. Let your heart be large. You will not miss it.
Amen.
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 Fear will not steal your destiny.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. You and yours are preserved.
Amen.
You are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.